This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
We want to holler, go away. I need more peace and hope and love. Where do I find it in this crazy old world?
I need strategies for every radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for every radio. Every time I listen, Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware. I got strategies for living. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio.
You know we need them. We need those strategies. Those strategies for living. So, are you ready? Are you ready for your daily dose of radio rehab?
I'm ready.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm glad. Hey, folks. Hope you're ready to welcome in. Welcome into Strategies for Living. I'm Dr. David McMillan. She is psychotherapist, PLPC Lauren Leon McMillan. And you know what I say?
What's that?
Just let them. Let them.
Yeah?
Yeah, let them.
I think that's sage advice
in
today's day and age. Yet, so difficult, right, for all of us.
Well, you know, have you ever heard of the let them theory?
I hadn't until we discussed doing the show.
Yeah.
So
there was a recent article written in Psychology Today by Margaret Foley, and was reviewed by Margaret Foley. It was written by Dr. Cherilyn Leiby.
Yeah, but the let them theory apparently was coined by Mel Robbins.
That's right. There's a book by the name of Let Them, and it's an entire theory, and it was Mel Robbins' book called Let Them in 2024. The theory's gone viral, and the theory is about a radical form of detachment from other people's actions.
And I love this, because while this is new to us in this day and age, it's been repackaged.
Yeah.
It's ancient
it's not
wisdom.
New. Yeah,
no.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
No, it's something that we've been hearing the wise
nothing new
teachers,
under the sun, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Say for years and years, but it's important for us to renew the great truths so that we can apply them in each day and each time that we find ourselves in. Yeah.
Sage advice then and now.
Timeless.
Maybe especially now in our days and times which we are moving through. Folks, thank you. Thank you for being with us here on Strategies for Living. And we appreciate our sponsors who make it all possible. The Robinson Film Center, Azalea Cleaners, Pintail Roofing,
Roof.
Learning RX, the Balanced Life Wellness Center, and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, alligator, Italian sausage, and some good old Muffies, too. Back in a moment. We're going to let them. We're going to explore the let them theory today on Strategies for Living. Be right back. And welcome in. Welcome into your daily dose of radio rehab. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. And we're just going to let them today. Yeah. Have you heard of that book by Mel Robbins called Let Them? And I mean, you know, here's the deal. Our world is more and more complex.
More and more out of our control.
Well, it certainly feels that way. It certainly feels uncontrollable. And then here shows up a revolutionary psychological approach, and millions of people are on board with it. It's called the Let Them Theory, popularized by Mel Robbins. And this theory advocates a radical form of detachment from other people's actions. And it basically urges us to focus on our reactions, our internal states, rather than trying to control others or the world around us, the external world, right?
Absolutely.
And so it's pretty simple. I mean, if you think about it, I'm going to use the term elegantly simple. Okay?
Yep.
And I think this elegant simplicity, Lauren, is the reason that it has resonated with so many people so deeply today in our society.
And on top of that, it comes with this really catchy, easy, I'm going to call it a mantra, okay? Yeah. Because what a true mantra is, if we break it down etymologically, okay, it's a mind vehicle.
Right.
Okay. It's
right.
A vehicle for your mind to steer you in a different direction. And let them is an easy, quick mantra to pivot you.
Yeah, it helps
from
us
any,
remember. Right, the mantra helps us to stay focused and remember.
It contains all of the ideas within this theory in those two simple words.
Let them.
Yeah.
All right. So the theory, actually, you started to talk about this a little bit in the intro. It's kind of a retread, if you will, of the psychological locus of control theory.
Yeah. Well, even before that, it's Buddhist. It's a Buddhist understanding.
Absolutely. Again, I said it earlier, nothing new under the sun, but the
right.
The locus of control theory was developed by Julian Rotter back in the 1950s, and it was actually called the locus of control attribution theory, and it distinguishes between an external
and the internal locus.
And internal perceptions of control. That it's called locus, if you will, locus of control. So this kind of explains how we see ourselves as either influencing or being influenced by the environment and people around us, right?
Yeah.
So the Let Them Theory is really a reminder, hey, let's make a shift. It encourages a shift from the external locus of control where, you know, I'm going to feel at the mercy of events and people around me.
Right.
I'm shifting to an internal locus, focusing on what's going on inside of me.
And by doing that, we actually reinstate our power. And I think sometimes, especially in the world that we live in, we see ourselves in a body and we see all these bodies outside of us. We can get mixed up and think that, you know, I can control out there.
Yeah.
And how many of us, you know, try? We try so desperately to control and to fix everybody else outside of us.
You mentioned Buddhism earlier, the Buddhist principle actually of non-attachment.
Yes.
Emphasizes letting go of the desire to control outcomes as a path to inner peace. And, okay, so, you know, this may surprise some people, but Jesus was into this too.
Yep. Absolutely.
Now, it may surprise some people where it was, but turn the other cheek is actually about this same thing, right?
Absolutely.
It's about asking yourself, it's an invitation to ask ourselves, who or what am I allowing to be in control of me, mm-hmm. get in control of me? And I think what Jesus is asking us to do is just step back. Mm-hmm. In other words, another word for that would be detach.
Yes.
And ask ourselves, hey, do I want to give up my control here? Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, it might surprise some people that, oh, I didn't realize this was based in Christianity, based in Buddhism. It's, you know, if you look at and you begin to boil down all of the major theologies in the world, mm-hmm. it's amazing how many of them converge.
Absolutely.
And how many of them agree on how much. And it's like, why do we so focus on what's the differences are when there's so much
We also get so focused on the messenger, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Or you know, the DJ, right? It's like that there's many DJs, but it's one song that they're all singing.
Yeah.
And playing if you really tune in.
But boy, I introduce it better than all the other DJs, don't I?
And that's fine. That's where it's important. I know you're doing a little tongue-in-cheek there, but it's important. That's why it's important that there are more than one DJ. That there
Absolutely.
Was a Buddha, and that then there was a Jesus, and then that there was a Muhammad.
Yeah.
It's important that because not everybody is going to be able to hear the message in the same way,
right.
and take it in.
Right.
And that's why we even have, you know, this rebranding, thanks to Mel Robbins, of the Let Them Theory.
Yeah. And you know, this theory also kind of touches on attachment theory,
mm-hmm.
which shows how if we have an anxious attachment style,
mm-hmm. yeah.
I may seek to control secure emotional safety. And so the Let Them Theory mm-hmm. Offers liberation here.
Yep.
It's an alternative, and it promotes security through acceptance and detachment.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, okay, we've already mentioned Buddhism. We've already mentioned Christianity. How about also Toltec wisdom?
Sure.
Letting go with love and without fear.
Yeah. One of my favorite, I mean, you have a brand of this, and yours is called Loving Detachment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I like that. I really like that phrase. And that really.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Goes with that.
Kind of resonates with you.
Yeah, I like that.
I can't say that. That is totally mine. It may have, you know, I may have.
Well, I heard it through you.
I know you heard it through me,
why.
and I cannot. Maybe it did drop in, and maybe it is mine. But I hesitate to do that because, you know.
Well, there's nothing new.
There's nothing
right?
new and, under and, the sun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So even if I did, quote unquote, bring it through right now, somebody else is obviously, as
sure.
we talked about, brought it through before. You know. Mm-hmm. But, you know, to with love and without fear release, mm-hmm. That is going to foster freedom, emotional freedom and spiritual freedom. Doesn't get much better than that, does it?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think the theory is extremely relevant today.
Absolutely. Because, I mean, you don't have to look far in today's world.
No, we've got all this uncertainty in modern day life.
Right.
Yeah.
And there's nothing more. I mean, uncertainty is at the heart of our desire to control or
right.
to try to fix. Because uncomfortable with uncertainty.
Yeah, what do you want to be anxious on? Pick your poison. Do you want to politics? Mm-hmm. Oh, there's plenty there.
Yep.
Economy, economics, plenty there.
Ecology. ecology.
Ecology. Oh, plenty there.
Yep.
I mean, so, I mean, it's like, it's all around.
Sure.
Pick what you want. There's plenty of things that you can get wound up. All of us can get wound up and fearful about. And what this theory does is it offers us a way to regain peace by just giving up the attempts to control the outside forces, and it aligns well with something we talk about a lot here on Strategies, mindfulness and intrapersonal mental health. You know, if it's to be, it's up to me. It begins with me.
Right. And if you're busy expending all of your energy on trying to control all the externals and other people and trying to fix other people's problems, well, then what's left for you and in the realm where you actually have some say and some ability and truly power?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what happens. That's how you, quote unquote, end up giving away your power, is you give up this all this energy into useless attempts to force. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you give up your own power to create something different within yourself.
And, you know,
and because we often try to fix other people to help them, right? Under
right.
that guise.
Right.
Well,
right.
if I tell them what to do, I'll save them trouble.
Yeah.
But what you're doing is you're actually stealing from them, too.
Okay. Say more about
you're
that. Explain that one.
You're taking from them the opportunity to grapple and to truly learn. Mm. And we see this really easily in children.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anytime that, you know, a child is trying to, let's just say something simple, open a package,
yep.
right? Open a package of chips, right? And
okay.
they're struggling. But you know they have the ability, they have the motor strength and the motor skills to do it.
Right.
They're just struggling.
But I grab it from them and open it.
Grab it from them and open it. You are, one, telling the child you can't do this.
Yeah. Or you can't do it as well as I can do it.
Right.
Yeah.
And you're stealing their opportunity to grapple with and to learn frustration tolerance, but also to learn that they can do it themselves and to learn a lesson. And so we do that in so many other ways that are sometimes a little more complex than grabbing the bag of chips from the kid, right? But we do this even with other adults in our lives, where we try to, we say we're helping them or we're fixing them or giving them sage advice, but in reality, you're stealing from them a lesson.
Yeah.
Or an opportunity.
And now all of this kind of plays out, you know, most of the time, I think, at the kind of unconscious level of our mind. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we're not even aware of the behaviors. I mean, we may be aware of what we're doing, but we really don't, because we're not aware of it, we're not really conscious of, okay, well, this is what's going on.
Right.
So it's like it repeats then over and over and over and over throughout our lives. We're talking about the let them theory today. Let them. Talking about it today on Strategies for Living. It's about freedom. If you want more of it, stay with us. We'll be back. More strategies to come. Hey, let's talk about the Robinson Film Center. You know, I say it a lot. There's no place like the
Absolutely
Robinson.
Absolutely, there is not.
617 Texas Street, downtown Shreveport. You've got so much. You've got the movies. You got Abby Singer's Bistro on the second floor of RFC, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday.
Newly remodeled.
Absolutely. Great menu. RobinsonFilmCenter.org is the way you check it all out. You can go to RobinsonFilmCenter.org at any time and find out what movies are showing. Here's the deal. You want to join the crowd, join the fun, become a member. When you become a member, you become a star. You get discounts on movies, you get concession upgrades, you get bistro deals. RFC, 617 Texas Street in downtown Shreveport. I'll say it again. There's no place like the Robinson.
There is not, and I'm glad we have one right here.
Absolutely. The Robinson Film Center.org.
Reading begins not in the classroom, but in your child's brain. I'm Donisa Walker with LearningRx Shreveport. If your child struggles to read, maybe he or she has trouble focusing or comprehending, LearningRx Shreveport offers a science solution to reading problems, working one-on-one with your child, targeting his or her reading skills. Today, call LearningRx Shreveport. Make an appointment to have your child assessed. I know you want to help your child. So does LearningRx Shreveport.
Strategies for living radio.
And welcome back in. Welcome back in to Strategies for Living Radio. Laura Leon McMillan, David McMillan. She's letting me, I'm letting her. Let them. We are talking about the let them theory today. Have you heard about it? Mel Robbins came up with this. And, you know, when you embrace let them on a psychological level, there's a number of things that begin to happen, Lauren. First, just immediately, you are going to reduce the internal conflict that comes when we resist reality. I mean, think about this. So it reduces stress. It reduces anxiety. Because we're diminishing the efforts to control the uncontrollable. And in relationships, it can cut down conflict.
Huge.
And also enhance the mutual respect we have for each other, because it advocates for autonomy.
Right.
And you take care of you. In other words, self-regulation. You regulate you. I'll regulate me. So the focus then, instead of me focusing on you and trying to fix you, and you focusing on me and trying to fix me, the focus then becomes self-improvement and personal choices that end up to be healthier.
Right.
And give us more balanced relationships, I would imagine.
Yeah. And, you know, it's, again, one of those beautiful paradoxes of life.
Yeah.
Where when you truly practice letting go of people and, you know, letting go of trying to fix things, that actually often brings people closer.
Yeah.
When you're able to truly practice letting go, because they feel free.
And
we feel free in other people's presence when they allow us to be who we are.
And it starts out oftentimes so innocently. Let me tell you what I mean.
Okay.
Imagine something that you can get upset about that's happening out there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just get it in your mind. I'll give a second. Okay. You got it? All right. And I say, this shouldn't be happening. This just shouldn't be happening.
Mm-hmm.
How many times are we hearing this right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And over.
You know, and yet
it's happening. I mean,
this is what's happening.
It's happening.
Yeah, it's
and
happening.
So what now?
Yeah. So how do I best respond to the reality? And that mental shift quiets. It invites the stress response to quiet down. In therapy, there's a term, radical acceptance. And so it's a skill that gets taught, radical acceptance.
Yep.
So, in fact, there's a lot has been written lately about ACT, acceptance and commitment therapy.
Mm-hmm.
You can Google it and you can find all kinds of articles and all kinds of things.
Radical acceptance is also a big part of DBT,
dialectical
behavioral therapy.
Yeah. But it can, DBT and ACT can significantly decrease anxiety and psychological stress.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, and this is the bonus, it allows others autonomy. And what do we know? We know that more autonomy improves relationships, at least can improve relationship dynamics, because we're going to cut down on defensiveness and we're going to encourage and enhance mutual respect.
Yeah, it would also cut down on the criticism.
Oh, absolutely. Right? Absolutely.
I mean, because from a place of radical acceptance, I say that, well, this is how they're behaving. That doesn't mean that I accept the behavior.
Right.
Right. I can still place healthy boundaries.
Right.
But it means that what can we learn here? It's about being able to engage in a playful curiosity with ourselves and others.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, I don't, most people, I'm not going to say all, but most people are going to appreciate feeling respected, feeling trusted in relationships. And so that's what, by consciously dropping attempts to control others, that's what creates the space for more voluntary.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Self-directed change. And hey, my partner trusts me. My mother, my father, my boss, whoever. Whatever yeah, kind of relationship,
how many of
trust
us,
me.
How many of us like to be around someone who constantly tries to micromanage or tell you you're be critical of the way that you're doing things because
yeah.
it's not the right way or the way that they would do things, right?
Most of us get pretty sick of that pretty quick, don't
yeah,
we?
Yeah. yeah.
So what we're really talking about here is we're talking about a paradigm shift that reduces feelings of being trapped and being pushed. And when I feel trapped and when I feel pushed, usually I probably am going to get
defensive
and resentful.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. And so, but making this paradigm shift that we're talking about, individuals feel more supported, more empowered to make age-appropriate decisions that they feel closer and often more open with that person. I think you gave a beautiful example of the opening the chips for the, you know, if you know, I mean, if you know the person, the young person has the motor skills and the ability, just hasn't done it yet, you know, then, you know,
they're going to struggle with it.
They're going to struggle with it. And we've got to be, you know, we got to be okay with one another's struggles.
One of the most dangerous things that we do in this world, and I understand, okay, but one of the most dangerous things that we do is take away each other's struggles.
Yeah.
And I know that sounds strange.
Yeah.
But it's through our
we try to it rescuing.
Yes.
Whether we're rescuing or whether we are in the mode of, oh, geez, look what a victim. Look how I've been victimized. Or even I'm going to put it to them now. I'm going to get them now. All of those are different sides of the same
drama.
The same drama triangle. Yeah. The same drama. All of it. You know?
Yeah.
And so when I become aware of it and I make a shift, then I can do something. I can't do anything with you. I can't do anything inside of you.
No.
But I've got 100% power if I take it inside of me. And by changing me, I'm going to change the dynamics that is this relationship.
Right.
And therefore, the relationship can't help but shift and change. Okay.
Right.
Now, I mean, there's two people, so both people get to decide which way. You know.
Absolutely.
So it's we're not saying, hey, this is 100% predictable the way it's going to go. But I'll tell you this, what is 100% predictable and sure is if we start doing this, we're going to feel better.
Absolutely. And you're going to change.
Yeah.
You will transform. And whether that means that you will be able to transform the relationship, you will transform the relationship, whether that means the relationship stays, you know, as a pairing, or if that means you begin to go your separate ways, the relationship will be transformed if one person is transformed.
In Mel Robbins' book, it came out in 2024. She says that the let them shifts the focus back to the one thing that you can control, which is yourself.
Right.
And so Robbins suggests that after saying let them, you then say, let me, meaning let them and then let me. Yep. Let me decide what I'm going to do next, given this present reality, you know?
Yep. And it reminds me, one of the most powerful affirmations that I have come up with my team.
Yep.
Is that I allow myself and others to be the fullest expression of who we are in each moment. Right? Because what that says to me is that I'm allowed to be my fullest expression just as well as someone else is allowed to be their fullest expression.
Absolutely.
And it doesn't mean that one has to overpower the other.
Yeah. Now, I think we would be remiss if we didn't give a caution here. Mm-hmm. I mean, the let them theory is simple, and the simplicity can be misleading. So detachment does not mean an abdication, a giving up of responsibility.
No.
And it doesn't mean an avoidance of engagement.
No, it doesn't mean disconnection, and it doesn't mean apathy or withdrawal.
Yeah, and if I misinterpret that can lead to a passive aggressiveness or an emotional disengagement, and in some cases, even enable harmful behavior. So let them, it's not a blanket solution to all interpersonal issues, right? Shouldn't be used to avoid conflict or to prevent important conversations that we need to have, mm-hmm. or strategy sessions or processing of issues that need to go on. So it's not a bypass of unresolved emotional issues within the relationship. If you're going to effectively implement this theory, this let them theory, then it's even crucial to approach it with discernment and approach it with mindfulness. You really got to think about this. So you got to understand when detachment serves both personal and relationship health, and when it might lead to avoidance or neglect. And that's absolutely essential. In other words, I think of M. Scott Peck's 4 tools of discipline, one of which is balance. Mm-hmm. You know,
the discipline.
Disciplining discipline.
Right.
It's not a one size fits all. You've got to be willing to, you know, to examine, okay, what's really going on here, and then then move forward from there.
And I think that's kind of implied in the second part where you say let them and then let me. Yeah.
So we got to take a break. When we come back, let's kind of do what we do, and we've talked the let them theory. Let's talk a little more in this next segment about putting it into the strategy of it, putting it into action in our lives. Can we do that?
Let's do it.
All right. Talking about let them today. You want to check out the book? It's by Mel Robbins, and it's called Let Them. Talking about it today here on Strategies for Living. We'll be right back.
From the bayou to your table, we're keeping it alive with flavors from the family passed down to survive. The Godfather's here with a twist in the tail. Alligator Italian sausage, and it sure won't fail. It's
It's the boss of the bayou, a taste you can't refuse. Italian tradition, Cajun infused. Come on, the sauces, bold and true. Padres, bringing the bayou to you.
Get the Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage only at Fertitta's Delicatessen, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Pick up a Muffy while you're there. The Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage. It's a taste you can't refuse. Sold only at Fertitta's, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport.
Dealing with stress? Pain? Feel like you're running out of options? When your life is balanced, wellness is a given. True wellness is holistic. It's about the mind, the body, and the spirit, all in balance. Now, there's a place right here in Shreveport that's all about helping us achieve peak mental, emotional, and physical health. The Balanced Life, 117 Kings Highway, right next door to Strong's. Come see and feel the difference getting your life in balance can be. Many of your friends and neighbors have already learned the difference less stress and pain mean in their lives. You can book a discovery session right now online, thebalancedlife.us. All you've got to lose is stress, pain, or maybe both. Come see and feel for yourself the real difference balanced wellness makes. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport, next door to Strong's, thebalancedlife.us.
Life gets hard along the way. Gotta get through it day by day. We get strategies right here. Strategies for living radio. Our dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio.
And welcome back. Welcome back into Strategies for Living Radio. Talking today about let them. You want more info on this? The book came out in 2024, Call Let Them by Mel Robbins. Good book, and goes into a whole lot more detail than we have time to do today. But what we do have time to do today, and the time that we've got left, is to kind of unpack this a little bit with in terms of, okay, well, what are some specific strategies? But now, again, it's crucial to approach it with discernment and mindfulness,
mm-hmm.
Because, you know, we want to communicate in ourselves and with others. We want to express our feelings and our expectations and try to prevent misunderstandings, especially when we're dealing with deep connection. You know, a relationship that has a deep connection, a spouse, a partner, a life partner,
right.
a child, mm-hmm. A boss, a key coworker, a good friend. I mean, right. There's a lot of cases where, you know, we really want to understand
mm-hmm.
and be understood. So we want to take a balanced approach. We want to respect, you know, both of our boundaries.
Right.
We want to respect everybody's boundaries and other people too, which promotes interdependence rather than indifference.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And there's a big difference between that. So practical strategies, three steps. Okay. And we'll unpack them, but let's talk about them first. The first is let them.
Mm-hmm.
The second is let yourself. And the third is take action. So let them is about pausing and accepting.
Yeah.
Let yourself is about assessing and aligning. And taking action is about intentional response. Okay, so let's go back and let's kind of unpack each one of those.
All
okay?
Right, let's do it.
All right. So first is let them. Mm-hmm. So this is about the pause
mm-hmm.
and accept.
Right.
This is what's happening.
Right. So when somebody triggers me, right, I'm going to take a deep breath, which creates mm-hmm. a pause, and maybe even use the mental mantra, let them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let them ignore your advice, Let them post what they want on social media, right?
Yeah.
Let them choose the path that you wouldn't take.
Okay.
Right? So it's about interrupting that urge to control, right? And anchoring you into acceptance.
Okay.
Right? And you can ask yourself, you know, in that pause, is this really mine to fix?
Yeah. And you know, Lauren, that's a great question. And really, the place and the time to really kick this in is when we're triggered.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so if you get triggered, and I think everybody, we all know what triggering, a trigger.
Strong
emotional reaction to something somebody has said or done.
Yeah, those moments where you think, whoa, that feels way out of proportion to what just happened, right?
So when I'm triggered by somebody's behavior... Mm-hmm. Take a pause and accept the reality without trying to change it immediately. Take in, okay, well, this is what's happening. This is what she just said. This is what he just said. This is what he just did. And you mentioned breath work. So breath work, you know, and some people say, I can breathe and help me.
You know. Breath is life. Yeah. And I think we take that so for granted.
We forget that breath work helps calm the nervous system.
Absolutely. Okay. Just quickly. Okay. Every time you breathe in, your heart rate increases a little bit. And every time you breathe out, your heart rate decreases a little bit. Okay. And so that's important to know, because then you can have some power and you recognize that if I do take those deep breaths that these crazy people are suggesting.
Right.
And especially if I exhale just a little longer than the inhale.
Mm-hmm.
With each time I do that, I am decreasing my heart rate.
There you go.
Little by little, bringing me back down, hopefully, to a relaxed and calm state.
All right. So the second thing, after I have let them, I've paused and accepted. Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to let the second thing is to let you, let okay. yourself.
Yeah.
And this is about assessing and aligning. So go inside and do some reflection on what you're feeling about this situation. And what are your values? Align your response with your values.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do some self-inquiry to, if you need to better understand the deeper roots of your reactions,
right,
and the available responses to you. There's not just one,
right?
There's many, and then, you know, kind of to pull apart, differentiate your self-worth from other people's actions.
That's a biggie.
And clarify your needs, and you can do all of that without trying to control the outcome.
Yeah, big time. I mean, you can do that all within. I mean, it's one of those ideas that even if somebody has quote unquote, the wrong idea of you, let them.
Yeah.
You know what your idea of you is.
And if you're solid in that and you know what you know,
then you have there's no need to control that outside because you've.
Well, we can't control it either.
No.
I mean, a third of the people we come into contact with are going to like us no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
A third of them are not going to like us no matter what.
Right.
And a third of them aren't going to care no matter what.
Right.
So do the math. One third and one third is two thirds. 67% either aren't going to like us no matter what we do or aren't going to care.
Yeah.
All right. So if I'm going to peg my self worth and my emotional stability on, you know, the outside, then 67% of the time, I'm probably in a little bit of trouble.
Mm.
Okay. So third strategy, take action, which is responding intentionally. Decide on a purposeful response that aligns with your own well-being. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's setting a boundary. Maybe it's communicating your feelings. Or maybe it's just choosing to let go. So the let them theory is not just a method of dealing with others. It's a profound way to engage life.
Yeah.
And to engage yourself.
So I'm just thinking of a quick example, right? Especially when it comes to politics, we have some very polarized folks out there.
Yeah.
You're talking with somebody who's on the other end and you get triggered, right?
Yep.
And so the first step would be to let them, right? Let them preach and believe and spew out what they believe,
yep.
right? And then I'm going to say, how much do I think that they're open to hearing anything that I have to say,
mm-hmm.
right? And why do I feel the need to defend or to, you know, to try to counteract this?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you differentiate. Is it worth responding, or is it more important that I protect my peace in this moment? And so then the action would be either to very calmly state, I don't see it that way, and are you open to discussion? Or to just say, I hear you, and walk on.
Yeah.
Right?
Pretty good stuff.
Yeah.
Let them. Talking about it today here on Strategies for a Living. We're going to let them. We'll be back.
Let it be.
You're going to see the difference. When you go to Azalea Cleaners, you'll hear about it too. Azalea Cleaners has been fine dry cleaning since 1958, plus laundry, alterations and repairs, comforters, wedding gown cleaning and restoration. You'll hear about it from your friends because they'll see it too. They'll notice the Azalea difference. Azalea is convenient. 732 Azalea Drive, 9220 Ellerby Road, and 9227 Mansfield Road. Plus, the front door of your home or business with Azalea's delivery on demand. Just text SETUP to 249-8283 and Azalea will pick up your clothes and deliver them back clean and fresh to you. You can't get closer than that. That's the Azalea difference. You'll notice it right away. Others will too. The Azalea difference. Fine dry cleaning since 1958. Text SETUP to 249-8283 and get the Azalea difference. AzaleaCleaners.com.
Hi, this is Jay Merle for Pintail Roofing. Let's talk about quality. When you hire Pintail to build your roof, here's what you can expect. Quality and quality control are the most important concerns for us at Pintail, and you need to know that Pintail stands tall with swift and professional performance on any warranty call. This is our most important policy. And remember, we're your neighbors. We'll be here for you for the long haul. Our family's lived here for over 100 years, and we aren't going anywhere. On the commercial side of Pintail's business, our fluid-applied roofing solutions can save thousands of dollars over conventional commercial roofing options. Call Pintail at 226-ROOF for a free inspection of your home or commercial building. That's 226-7663. Pintail Roofing. What's the condition of your roof?
Facing the same old problems day to day makes you wanna holler, get away. Looking for the road that'll get me there. Looking for hope and peace to spare. Looking for strategies for living radio.
And welcome back into Strategies for Living Radio. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, talking about the Let Them theory today. The book is called Let Them. It's by Mel Robbins. It came out in 2024. You can find it wherever you buy books if you want some more information on this. You know, as we were talking last segment, Lauren, it just kind of hit me. God grant me the serenity to accept those things, yes, I cannot change, the courage
to change
the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And that really could be the let them prayer,
mm-hmm,
you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's called the serenity prayer. Lots of people will know it. And some people, you know, it's surprising to me how many people that I come into contact with, a lot of people do know the serenity prayer, but some people that I share it with,
right. Yeah.
And I think maybe even younger people,
mm-hmm,
you know, I think we need to spread that around more.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, certainly if you're part of any kind of 12-step community or, you know, you know the serenity prayer,
yeah,
but it's a great prayer.
It is.
It's a great prayer for life today.
Mm-hmm.
And let them is a pretty good theory.
Yeah, it is.
For today. Yeah.
The mantra of peace and boundaries and self-respect.
There you go. Thank you, Lauren. Folks, thank you. Appreciate you being with us here on Strategies for a Living. And we really appreciate our sponsors who make it possible for us to be with you every day. The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing and Learning RX, the Balanced Life Wellness Center, and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, alligator, Italian sausage, and some pretty good muffies, too. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call that you could make, who would you call? What would you say? And why are you waiting? Make the call. For Lauren Leon McMillan, I'm David McMillan. See you next time right here on Strategies for Living.